Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading namhlanje silaphayana ku Psalm 75, verse 7 wakhona. Sifunda nge-NIV translation ithi, but it is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu namhlanje. Lapha ku Psalm 75 verse 7. Lithi, but it is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. Manje, in this verse which esifundile, it affirms ukuthi uNkulunkulu is a judge. We know that after Joshua esehambile, uNkulunkulu raise ama judges. But the ama judges ayekhona uNkulunkulu wa raise. They never had the authority to bring down and to exalt anyone. In fact, when we read Lapaya Judges chapter 2, verse 7, no verse 10 wakona. Lelilizuliti, the people served the Lord throughout the life of Joshua, and the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. Verse 10 wakona uti, after the whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew either the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Manje siyabona lapho ukuthi the very people abaraiswa izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi laba uJoshua sekehambile kwaba nama elders abakhona ayeyazi imisebenzi kaNkulunkulu abazi ubuhle bakaNkulunkulu abenzile ngo-Israel. But after the whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew either the Lord nor what he has done for Israel. Iyasibonisa ke lapho ukuthi what kind of a society eyayiphila ngaleso sikhathi, ngani ngesikhathi lapha okuvuka ama-judges. Ngoba lapha yaku chapter 17, verse 25 wakhona, ithi, every man did what he was right in his own eyes. Kusho ukuthi wonke umuntu wayezenzela. And we find out ukuthi in the time of judges, there were about 13 judges, as mentioniwe. And one of them, amongst these 13, was one woman. We also remember ukuthi baka Israeli, bebe 13, and abay 1 year le 13, begungu taina ongumfase. Now this morning, we are talking about God, who is a just judge. Sikhuluma ngoNkulunkulu oyi-just judge. As we have read lapha ku Psalm 75 verse 7, ithi, but it is God who judges. He brings one down and exalts another. Manje, the mystery is that there is a book of Ruth, and the book of Ruth leyo ne First Samuel yabhalwa ngesikhathi sama judges. And these very two books zabhalwa nguye uSamuel in the early time zama judges. Manje, uma sibheka the beginning, uNkulunkulu la exalta umuntu. Siyathola lapha kwincwadi yama-judges sifunda ngo-Ruth. U-Ruth, incwadi ka-Ruth is falling ngesikhathi sama-judges. And manje, the meaning ka-Ruth is a friend and a companion. And the book of Ruth lapho is a picture of Messiah and the Gentile church. As says ukuthi Ruth was a Gentile and uBoaz was an Israelite. Manje, we know that Ruth was a Moabite, and ama Moabite, they used to worship isithixo sabo ekwakuthiwa nguShemesh. Manje, in the time of these judges, uNkulunkulu intervened as a just judge, and the very God we are talking about is a God who came to exalt abanye, abanye manje abayise phansi. As manje, we saw ukuthi uNkulunkulu started to exalt uDeborah. Uma sibheka indaba kaDeborah, sithola ukuthi Uma emvusa ngaleso sikhathi, emphakamisa ngaleso sikhathi. Number 1 there were no leaders and another number 2 uIsrayeli wayesekhethe ukuzenzela iThixo. Manje number 3 uma uNkulunkulu eraiser ijaji engumfazi there were wars emagating kusho ukuthi emasangweni abo bebehlangabezana nezimpi ngaso sonke isikhathi. Number 4 siyathola ukuthi uIsrayeli ngaleso sikhathi izizwe ebezilwa naye zamdisama ebengena ammunition and only 2 tribes ezakwazi ukulandela uDipora in the battle. Manje people were aware ukuthi uNkulunkulu has exalted umfazi ngoba manje la uma sibheka kuchapter 5 kuverse 11 wakhona they recited ingoma lapho kuleyo ithi lengoma lena ikhuluma kanje then the people of the Lord went down to the city and ithi lana when this verse says then the people of the Lord, it means that not all of the people but those uNkulunkulu abanikeze irevelation ukuthi isikhathi manje sokuphakamisa umuntu othile and manje uNkulunkulu uchose ukuthi avume ukuthi kuphakame uDipora. Manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lesitshela ukuthi abanye khona ngalezo sikhathi they never understood and they were questioning ukuthi how can God raise a woman alead a impi. Manje uma sibheka lapha ku chapter 5 uverse 16 and 17 lithi leli lizwi why did you stay among the campfires to hear the whistling for the flocks, meaning that babelinde ukuthi kukhala impempe babengabaza bengabaza. Manje this verse also continues in the district of Reuben, there was much searching of hearts. Siyakhumbula ukuthi the clan of the tribe of Reuben yaba abantu abangafuni ukukrosa iJordan kwaba ngabantu abafuna ukuhlala ngale ukuze benzeni ngani ngoba bathi asikwazi ukukrosela ngale ngoba sinemfuyo eningi and at the same time bathembisa ukuthi bazoza balwe izimpi nezinye the tribes kaIsrayeli bazosiza kodwa manje izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi manje in the district of Reuben there was the searching of their hearts kusho ukuthi manje abazange bakwazi ukuthi baphakame bamsize uDipora umayelwa lempi ngani ngoba they were searching in their hearts doubting ukuthi can God raise a woman to lead an army. Uverse 17 bese likhuluma ilithi Gilead stayed beyond Jordan and then why did you linger among the sheep. Manje labo ke siyathola ukuthi they never bothered to follow ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani but they continue with their business as usual baba busy ngemisebenzi yabo as usual. All those people never came to their senses that uNkulunkulu has raised the woman to lead the battle. But the verse we read in verse 11 and 12, likhuluma about the people of God. Manje, that means those people of God, ngabantu ababambile, who got the revelation ukuthi uNkulunkulu he is able ukuthi aphakamise omunye amehlise. Manje lana bathi bona laba bantu wake up Deborah, wake up break out in a song. This when God manje lana uNkulunkulu was doing the work of exalting and bringing down others ngani ngoba even in the days there still those who don't bebengakholwa siyathola ukuthi bekungasiyena kuphela umfazi uNkulunkulu amraiser uNkulunkulu wa raiser umfazi ongujayeli okuyena uDipora wathi kuBaraka uma ungahambi uNkulunkulu uzo raiser umfazi. Manje lapho sithola ukuthi manje abanye besangabaza sithola ukuthi kusangatshazana namhlanje abantu bathi uNkulunkulu angamsebenzisa kanjani umuntu ongumfazi njengoba sibona ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu wathembisa umoya ingcwele lapha kuncwadi kaJuweli wathi ngizothela umoya wami oyingcwele kuyo yonke inyama kubafazi namadoda so uNkulunkulu uma kethola umoya wakhe oyingcwele akawuthelelanga ukuthi kube nama-goosebumps uthelela ukuthi laba bantu basebenze ngani ngoba even kuncwadi yezenzo chapter 1 kuverse 14 iyasitshela ukuthi abantu babelindile ngesikhathi uJesu athi balinde bazolinda umoya oyingcwele uma sifunda kuncwadi yezenzo 1:14 liyasitshela ukuthi nabafazi lapho babekhona kwi-upper room as we talk about God who exalts and brings down others siyathola ukuthi manje khona ngalezo sikhathi sama judges uNkulunkulu wamsebenzisa uDeborah and at the same time siyathola ukuthi kunencwadi kaRuth and incwadi kaRuth yayibhalwe ngaso sona leso sikhathi sama judges and azange kusabeke kube ihlazo ukuthi eBhayibhelini kuvele incwadi ebhalwe ngegama lomfazi khona lapho kwincwadi yamajudges we find sithole uDeborah and again sithole uRuth and again kukhona omunye ongujayele lapho izwi kaNkulunkulu liyashela ukuthi an angel came down from heaven to bless and not only Uchael but other women who were the 10 tellers njengoba lisho izwi laphayana ku chapter 5 verse 24 ifundeka kanje most blessed of women is Jael the wife of Heber the Canaanite most blessed are the 10 dwelling women but instead men abebe khona leso sikhathi who never supported uDeborah siyafunda ngabo ku verse 23 ukuthi liyezingelosi yathi yabakhesa yathi curse bitterly because they did not come to help the Lord so bona babecabangela ukuthi bayosiza uDeborah babengazi ukuthi basiza uNkulunkulu ngoba esikhathini esiningi uma sibheka uNkulunkulu is a spirit and the Bible says those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth uNkulunkulu esikhathini esiningi especially in the Old Testament God would use anyone any gender or anything ngoba wayisebenza nedonki wabasebenza nabafana abancane ngoba uma sibheka boJeremiah nabo bonke amakhosi ayebusa ngaleso sikhathi bona abo uziya babebusa ngesikhathi when the age about 18 years manje siyabona ukuthi sometimes ezinye izinto kuba yiproblem kithi uma uNkulunkulu exalt abanye abantu abewehlisa manje we talk about God oyijaji ophakamisayo aphinde ehlise siyathola ukuthi even in the book of Esther ibhalwe ngoEsther engumfazi and in that very book uNkulunkulu used a woman ukuthi manje alwe izizwe ezazilwa noNkulunkulu and again siyathola ukuthi the very Esther uNkulunkulu wamphakamisa and emphakamisa kwakuwumuntu owayephuwa she was an orphan and she was a slave but uNkulunkulu wakwazi ukumphakamisa from being a slave to be a queen and wathi makamphakamisa wehlisa uHamani nefamily yakhe manje as uSamuel he was the last judge owabhala le incwadi zikaRuth wabhala nencwadi kaSamuel ngithanda ukuthi manje sivule izwi lethu lapha kuncwadi kaFirst Samuel chapter 2 esibone isiphetho sikaPenina ngoba sonke siyasazi istory sikaPenina owayesigabisa ngoba enabantwana ethathela phansi lo wayengenamntwana manje uma sibheka laphayana impilo yakhe iyagcina iphelele phi ngoba uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu ophakamisayo and abanye abehlise manje lapha kuFirst Samuel kuchapter 2 sizofunda uverse 3 siyovela siyogcina kuverse 10 wakhona siphinde sifunde noverse 21 wakhona sizwe ukuthi impilo kaPenina yaphelela phi manje lana lithi leli lizwi First Samuel chapter 2 from verse 3 do not keep talking proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of a warrior are broken, but those who stumble are armed with strength. Manje uma sikhuluma nge the pose of a warrior. We find out lapha uyayichaza kumahubo 127 kuverse 4 ukuthi a pose of a warrior kusho ukuthi amadodana amaningi. Manje lapha the pose of a warrior lithi are broken, meaning that njengoba wayeyisigabisa ngalabantwana bakhe ngoba ezele le Bible lisitshela ukuthi they are broken. Manje kuba broken luka khona asazi ukuthi they end up dead or they end up by nothing, bayizinto nje. Ngani ngoba ubaba uma wabo uPenina ebesigabisa ngabo. Manje uma silibheka futhi leli lizwi uyaqhubeka lithi those who were full have hired themselves out for food, but those who were hungry hunger no more. Manje laba ababe neliseka benako konke namhlanje sebehamba beqashwa beqashela ukuthi bakwazi ukuthola ukudla, kodwa lithi leli lizwi laba balamba ababelambile abasalambi ngempela. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu ubaphakamisile. Manje lichubeka lithi she who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who had many sons pines away. Bheka ukuthi impilo yaphelela phi impilo yakhe uPenina, ngoba lithi lelizwi she who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who had many sons pines away. Asazi naye ukuthi wagcina eyini. Ngani? Ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha liyasitshela ukuthi she who had many sons pines away. Manje ithi lapha the Lord brings death and makes alive, he brings down to the grave and rises up. UNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuphakamisa ethulini aphinde uNkulunkulu yena futhi uNkulunkulu akwazi ukumsa umuntu ethulini. Manje lapha kuverse 7 wakhona lithi the Lord sends poverty and wealth, he humbles and exalts. UNkulunkulu uyena okwazi ukuthi anikeze ukuthi i-poverty, and at the same time uyena uNkulunkulu owenza ukuthi sibe nako konke. Mari uma sinako konke siyayisibona ukuthi ngathi singcono kwabanye abantu, kanti asikho ngcono, kungoba uNkulunkulu khona into ayenzayo. Lithi lapha kuverse 8 he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ashes heap. Yile nto ayishoyo lapho uDavide kumahubo 113 uverse 7 wakhona uyakhuluma ngaleli lizwi futhi athi he raises the poor from the dust and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. Cabanga uNkulunkulu uma ekuthatha ethulini akuthintithe akubeke endaweni ephakeme, athi makaqeda lithi uphinde uNkulunkulu ayothatha abanye abantu kumathikithwane. Ngithanda ukuthi sibheke indaba kamathikithwane ukuthi abantu abahamba lapha baye lapha ekudampa khona e-dumping place belokhu beyofuna izinto, ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukubalanda lapha baphakamise. And at the same time lapha lithi he sees them with princes and them inherit a throne of honor. Siyakhumbula ukuthi noDavide ngokwakhe wathathwa eyishepherd, but uNkulunkulu wamphakamisa waba yinkosi. Manje siyabona ukuthi impilo ekahana kaPenina yaphelelaphi? Akukho la yaphelela khona. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu kubhaliwe la ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu wenzani, umphakamisile omunye wamehlisa omunye. And njengoba silazi izwi kaNkulunkulu khona lapho kuleyo chapter leyo uverse 21 wakhona sesivala lithi and the Lord was gracious to Hannah, she conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Akagcinanga ngokuzala uSamuel, kodwa uNkulunkulu wamphakamisa. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sithanda ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu esinikeze izinto masingathathela abanye abantu phansi. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu osiphakamisayo. UNkulunkulu lezo zinto zingashabalala, sibonile nasemaneighbor ethu, sibonile nakwindawo esihlala kuzo ukuthi bebekhona abanye ababephakeme ngalezo zinkathi, kodwa egcineni nowhere to be found. Egcineni akusasi lutho. Laba bebedelelwa yibona baphakanyisiwe. May God richly bless us and teach us ukuthi into esinazo suke siphakamiswe uNkulunkulu, akusingamandla ethu.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM. For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.